On this episode of Still Loading, who names their kid Bang? Hey guys, and welcome to the newest episode of Still Loading. It's Josh, back with another episode, albeit a short one because, once again, I can never find guests. It's always very hard and a struggle last minute, and I know it's kind of a lame excuse because I keep talking about it, but in all honesty, that's just what keeps happening. So I'm trying a new recording method out because often I set up a mic in my room and you get a lot of echoey type of stuff. Now I'm trying to use a little bit different. I know it's a little less professional sounding, maybe, but I'm using a headset, like a gaming headset, but when I hear it back, it's a lot more crisp, so I'm figuring, hey, why not? And plus, I can actually hear myself in my headphones, so I kind of have a better idea of what I sound like, even though it's still probably going to sound like shit, but you know, anyway. So, today's game is Clash at Demon Head for the NES. If you hear any noise in the background, that's me fiddling around with the boxes, because you know I like to look at them boxes while I'm talking about a new game. So Clash at Demon Head is a platforming game released by Victokai. Let me see, I didn't even look at the release date on this son of a bitch. 1989, that is the release date. So the game, I've had friends I've read this to before, but for those who don't know the plot of it, we'll get into the gameplay in a second, but let's first read the plot of this game. All right, you hear that nice pamphlet in the background. So here's the story. In the year 1990X, a secret command, Saber Tiger, is engaged in a savage war with the Demon's Battalion. The Saber Tiger's youngest leader, Bang, played a very large role in the fight to the admiration of his fellow commanders. After the completion of one campaign, Bang and his girlfriend Mary, it sounds like a really weird sentence together, Bang and his girlfriend Mary are enjoying a long-awaited vacation at the beach. Suddenly, they receive an urgent communication from headquarters. It reads, emergency code number 2568623. I don't know why we care. That means nothing to us, but okay. The inventor of the Doomsday Bomb, Professor Plum, is being held by an enemy atop a Demon's Head Mountain, and it appears that the world is doomed unless Earth surrenders. If the bomb explodes, the Earth will be a dead planet. A mass attack on Demon Head is impossible, for the enemy vows to detonate the bomb on site. Our colleague Joe, has failed to return from reconnaissance mission. Bang, only you can rescue Professor Plum and save the planet. Now you've got to go to get to Demon's Head Mountain at once. In the ruins on Demon Head, there dwells a fearsome demon that has terrified generations of people. Bang and Bang alone must set out on a daredevil mission to these unknown lands and seek to rescue Plum and deactivate the Doomsday Bomb. As Bang sets off on his perilous journey to destroy the Demon's Battalion, Mary must remain behind, deeply concerned for his life. And it's got these bizarrely bad, like, little comics in there. So that's the story, sorry. It's got these bizarrely little bad comics, like, chilling in the background. Like, in the last page of this, page 6 of the manual, if you guys are able to look it up online or you own it or something, you see, like this... Bang and Mary sitting on the beach. Bang shirtless. Mary's, you know, Bang. They're both in bathing suits, and his communique or whatever communication thing is like a walkie-talkie that's combined with like a cell phone. It clearly has. If you look at his hand, it looks like cell phone numbers, but like to dial. But then it has like a big antenna. It looks like he's holding it like a walkie-talkie, like it's just a stick. You don't hold cell phones like that. It's really weird. There's this weird freaking crab that has giant eyes looking up at Mary like, oh, you, and he's frowning like he's, oh, you so sad. It's a really, but Bang's looking at the crab, Mary's looking at the walkie-talkie, or maybe Bang's looking, I don't know. It's a weird little drawing, but all right. So yeah, that is the story. That is your backstory for Clash of Demon Head. What's even more amusing is that the artwork for the box looks nothing like the artwork for the characters in the manual. The artwork on the box is like this muscle-bound dude with like, you know, kind of like Rambo style hair with a bandana. And Mary, I don't know, it literally looks like something straight out of the Jetsons, like this pink short skirt, like with these weird like shoulder pads, but it's her arms are completely exposed. She's wearing like almost knee-high boots. It's about halfway up her shin. It's really strange. And there's this big demon that Bang's shooting a laser at the very bottom. And you might have seen it in the picture that I posted the other day. Guys on like hovering bikes that look like they're shooting at Bang and demons that are like doing something. You see the mountain in the background. And then, yeah, all made by Vic Tokai. That's pretty much what you see in the box. The box is kind of cool looking. Like, first off, the name says Clash at Demon Head, but at is in lightning font. Like, it literally looks just like bolts of electricity forming together to make letters. It's really weird. So I thought that was kind of strange. But, yeah, so on the back, then, you have, can a one-man engine of destruction prevent mankind's extinction? Professor Plum and his designs for the dreaded death-dealing doomsday device, Dead End, which is not included in the manual. The name of the doomsday device is literally called Dead End, are in the clutches of the diabolical Lawbreakers. That's literally the name of the villain group, just Lawbreakers. A sinister society dedicated to destruction of mankind. It's only a matter of time before the Dead End device is assembled and the final countdown to global Armageddon begins. As Sergeant Billy Big Bang Blitz, why, like, these aren't even, like, matching. What the fuck's wrong with these people? You have literally 4 pages of shit about this guy, and then the back of the box, this is a common theme. Like, I should know this by now. Like, I've done, this is what, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, this is the 7th one. This is number 7 out of the 40 for 40 series, and so a large chunk of these all have the same issue. Okay, anyway. Sergeant Billy Big Bang Blitz, the youngest and gutsiest commando of the Special Assault Brigade for Real Emergencies, also known as SABER. That is a horrible acronym. Your mission is to foil the Lawbreaker's insidious plot. To accomplish your mission, you must find the shortest route to the summit of Demon Head Mountain where the poor professor is being held prisoner. Rescue the professor and you save the world from total destruction. But if you should fail, ... and then just leaves off. So the back has some pretty cool screenshots. You see a little bit. Actually, the back shows you a good amount of information about the game. So the screenshots that they have is like the first one is, I can't even tell. It's Hermit Forces. It gives you like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it says you can select routes that you have passed by before. Okay, so this is just a teleportation thing. Is a little bit of the gameplay, which is essentially just a platformer from what I played of it. I got a little far into it, but we'll go into the platforming parts a little bit. And the final screenshot is a map. And that brings me to the first part about the gameplay that I actually thought was kind of cool. So the way the game is broken up is that, like it says on the back of the box, you want to try to get to the mountain in the shortest route possible. It's very similar. I mean, obviously, it predates this game, but Star Fox 64, possibly, I don't play much of the original Star Fox, don't shoot me, but, you know, Star Fox 64, you could choose your route. You could either, you know, choose to go one direction or the other, and there's faster and shorter ways to get to Andross. This is a kind of similar situation where you can pick and choose which routes you want to go, which is more quick, which is slower, that kind of deal. There's tons of different, like, just looking at the back of the box, and I did see this map on here, but there's so many different routes you can go just from the get-go. But basically what happens is you play a level, and once you beat the level, you can choose to go in one of a certain number of directions. Like, the first option, I believe, is 3. And so you go up there, and then you can play through that level, and then you can choose to go a different direction. So you can go back the way you came, or you can go back the way you came, or progress on to another route. So you want to try to find the fastest way up to the top, I guess. But each, like, so far what it seems like now, like I said, I have not played this all the way through, but based off what I've seen, you might actually want to explore a little bit, because I went up a route that I would not have needed to take. It was definitely not the fastest route to get to the mountaintop, or the mountaintop of Demon Head, and there's a store, so you can get different items and upgrades for your character. And it's all based off of, you know, basically the items that you pick up throughout the game. You can pick up money from random enemies, and you can use that to buy different upgrades, which is kind of a cool, like, little, like, kind of action RPG-ish a little bit, because you do buy upgrades as you go along. So instead of experience you're just spending actual dollars. So it's essentially the same thing, but, you know, just translate it over. I remember buying the scuba suit, not knowing what it was at first, and I jumped into water and didn't do anything. So maybe you have to hit a button. I didn't really look into it too much, but you can buy items, which is kind of a cool little thing for an older game. Or I shouldn't say older, this is pretty late into the NES's life cycle. I mean, the Super Nintendo was coming out pretty shortly after this. So there you have that. But yeah, so you can explore around the map. So now the game itself, like I said, is a platformer. And I have to say, like, so in between levels is where the platformer stuff. So when you go to a different location, you have to play a level in order to choose which direction you want to go next. And then you choose that direction, you play that level. Each level consists of various types of enemies, different types of environments. So there's water, there's mountains, etc., stuff like that. Like I said, I only played about 3 or 4 levels of this, so I don't know how far into the game, if it's going to change anything. But you get different, like I said, there's different environments. I have not come across any different weapons, and I'm hoping that with the store, you can get different weapons, because it kind of bothers me, the weapon that you start out with. It's a gun you can only really shoot in one direction, which is fine, but it really just, it makes it hard to hit a lot of these enemies, because a lot of the enemies are below the gun's range or below the gun's height. So you have to wait for them to hop up. And if you don't time your shot right, then you can't hit, then you miss them and they hit you. Now, to be fair, that is like an expected challenge. Like, you know, once you learn it, then you can easily adjust for it. But I just don't like it. It feels like you have to conform to the game. It's like the game mechanics aren't beating you. And it's not that you're failing, it's literally that the mechanics are a little flawed. True game challenge should come from the game itself, not from its limitations. So, for example, like Mega Man is a really tough game, but you have full control. They give you patterns for you to memorize, they give you a health bar so you can take a couple hits and teach yourself. So when you die, that is 100% your fault. Versus games like I'm seeing with this, like, there is a health bar, so you can learn, but it's very limited. It's only like 4 or 5 hits and you're dead. Versus Mega Man, which you can take a lot more. And so it doesn't really teach you too well through gameplay, but you kind of get used to it pretty fast. The controls themselves, though, are actually pretty tight. The jumping mechanic feels really fun. It is a little floaty at times, so it's a little hard to gauge how you're going to land and stuff like that. And the shooting's annoying, but the actual, like, they're responsive. You know, you feel in control of the character, even if the character has limited abilities, and that can get kind of annoying. But overall, it's actually a pretty solidly coded and controlled. Like, the controls are pretty great. That's about the gameplay. I talked about, you know, so just kind of recap. We talked about the cover art with Rambo, and I don't even know who this chick is. Like, I'm blanking on all my pop culture references, but there's a Tron dude, looks like a guy who's from Tron, chilling up in the top right corner. It's a pretty interesting, and there's like weird glass panes on the ground. Like, I don't know where they came from. We talked about the cover art, we talked about the gameplay, talked about the map and the weapon system and stuff like that, and we brought up the story, read all that. So the last thing to talk is, do I like this game at all? Do I think it's a fun game to play? And in all honesty, yeah. I would say it's not as good as Chippendale Rescue Rangers from last week, which, by the way, I did beat. I liked it so much, I did beat it, and I definitely suggest playing that. But Clash of Demon Head, once I kind of figured out the mechanics and, like I'm looking at the map, I'm like, I'd probably come back and try this again. Definitely not my something I enjoy quite as much as Chippendale Rescue Rangers, but it is something that I would look into. And Victor Kai has a good pedigree of games on the NES, so definitely give it a check out. If anything, just to read the ridiculous storyline in the manual and on the back of the box. It's pretty fantastic. So that pretty much wraps it up for this episode. Like I said, sorry it's a little bit shorter. I think I filled out the time actually pretty well. I have to edit some stuff out, but right now I'm like hitting 15 minutes on my recording, so I'm pretty happy with that, considering I'm just monologuing and just going with whatever pops in my head. But yeah, so definitely check this game out next week. You'll have to see what the next game is. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it based off some other reviews I've seen. So we'll continue the 4440 series next week, and that'll be it. Until next time, guys. Oh, we'll continue the 40 for 40 series next week, and you can follow me on social media at StillLoadingPod on pretty much everything: Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Give me a review, subscribe, rate. I'm looking for feedback of any sorts. Just, trying to make this better, hoping that this interests more people. So yeah, thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time.